Hello and welcome to the Intentional Manifestation Podcast, where we talk about all of the things that help us to manifest an aligned life that's beyond our wildest dream. My name is Megan, and I'm your host for this podcast. I use neuroscience, epigenetics, somatics, energetics, and holistic nutrition to help my clients completely shift their perspective so they can transform their life. To align your life with your dreams, check out my self-paced coaching program that also gives one-on-one coaching support. For just $47 per month, cancel anytime. You can find the link in the description.
Hello and welcome back. I had such a pleasure interviewing Megan, a human design expert and coach. We had so much to talk about and so many synchronicities, is that a word, in our life. It was so good to just talk to somebody who totally gets it. I sent her my profile, my human design profile, mid podcast interview, and it was so insightful. She gave me so much validation to already what I was talking about in this episode, the things that I was going through, the way that I do things. And she looked at my profile and just said, yeah, that totally makes sense. And it's so nice to just be able to look at human design and know and understand that you are the way you are because you are meant to be that way. You have a way of doing things based on your human design. And it really is just so validating to understand that you're not different and you're not weird. You're meant to be this way. I hope that you love this episode as much as I loved having this conversation. It is super packed with insightful value and tidbits all about how human design can really help you to navigate what you're going through in your life, feel that validation of doing things the way that you do them and knowing it's okay to do it that way. If you have any questions, feel free to message me on Instagram, leave them in a comment, or connect with me in other ways. I'm so excited for you to give this a listen and let's connect afterwards. Amazing. So why don't you then officially introduce yourself and just let us know a little bit about you and kind of how you got into this, and we can go from there.
Yeah. Well, my story is kind of interesting. Like I've spent my whole life kind of like living in the shadows as a middle kid. I was the good kid, got good grades, and kind of found myself really like kind of shrinking to make sure everyone else had what they needed around me. So my older brother needed more attention than I did. My younger sister needed more attention than I did. So I just found myself really like shrinking back, like, okay, I don't need anything. And then at some point I realized, you know, I actually do have needs. I actually do need to take care of myself. I do have desires and I want certain things in my life. And so I've been kind of on this journey of like reclaiming, like, who do I want to be in this world? How do I want to show up? How am I going to help people? Because I started my business like four or five years ago, and it's evolved over the years based on kind of, you know, I started it as a food blog because it was like, well, what do I have to contribute to the world? I really like cooking. I can cook. So I'm going to make a food blog. And it was at the time, it was like, this is all I really had to offer. It was like the most I can offer people. And so I've been on this journey of like, well, what gifts do I have and how do I want to help people? And really digging deeper and deeper and deeper. And human design has really helped with that, kind of illuminating some of those gifts. It's like, wow, that's actually a gift. Like, that's not something that's wrong with me. That's just, it's a gift and it makes me unique. And so kind of this evolution of stepping into myself and really coming to this place of, instead of me being someone who has to shrink in order for other people to shine, really seeing me more as like, I really do feel like I still want to be in that place of helping others shine and really helping people reach their goals, but knowing that it's through me really owning my gifts and stepping into my gifts and like me shining too, that I'm going to help the most people. So that's kind of where I am now. I have a coaching business. I talk about human design and goal setting, really like clearing limiting beliefs and working through all the mindset stuff that comes up when you're an entrepreneur and you're putting yourself out there. And there's a lot of that stuff. So it's really fun and I love it. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, amazing. And yes, there's so much stuff. And like every level you get to, there's more stuff. And you're like, oh, I thought I already worked on this. Oh, no, here it is showing its face again. Okay, let me go back in and do that some more.
Yeah, and definitely like, you know, different levels or different angles. It's like, wow, okay, I guess I kind of tackled that from this angle. And now I get to approach it from a different angle. And helping people, like helping my clients, but also, I mean, I'm on this journey myself, really seeing it as a gift of, I get to work through this. This is kind of the journey, right? This is the process that we're in. Instead of, I think it's easy to feel like, well, oh, I'm stuck in this. Like I have to deal with it. But if it's still showing up, it's definitely one of those, there's something there for us to learn from it. There's growth, there's opportunity. And so finding that, like, what is this? What's going on? What's here for me to learn?
Yeah, amazing. And so are you certified in human design or is it like a passion that you have or you're just like really into it?
Yeah, I took a certification course with human design. There's like, you know, the official human design. And then there's other people who have made certification courses. So I took one that's not, you know, official. But I have definitely taken, I think it had like 500 plus videos in it. And I'm like, I passed like the certification test, but it's a deep thing. It's a rabbit hole, which I think, you know, human design. So, you know, that. So there's like obviously depths that not everyone knows or even needs to know, really. And so I love that human design, you can take it as deep as you want or as surface level as you want, and you're still going to get benefit from it. Even just like living your strategy and authority will put a lot of things into place in your life.
Yeah. And it's funny, like I'm not super versed in it. I just know my profile a little bit. So like I'm a manifesting generator. And I think I'm a 4-1, I think is my little number there. But I think it's so interesting, the whole concept of it and how when you learn, like, oh, that's why I do things this way. It's just like so validating to be like, okay, and it's not just me. Like there's other people out there who are doing things the exact same way. And then when you meet somebody who does have the same profile, you're like, oh, do you do this? Like, oh yeah, I do. And again, it's just like that validating of like, this is, I'm meant to be this way. Like you said, it's not that there's something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's definitely when I first heard of human design. I think I have the same story as a lot of people. I pulled my chart up and I was like, this is crazy. I'm just going to close this back down. Like, it looks like I am not ready for this. Like, I could not handle it at the moment. So then I came back to it like a year or two later. I was like, okay, I'm going to look at it again. And I had been hearing a few things about my type. I'm a manifester. And so we're more on the rare side. And it was like, okay, that's kind of interesting. And there were just some different things that really resonated with like my experience and things that I had really made to be things that I was, you know, I was different than other people. But, you know, manifestors are 9% of the population. So of course I'm going to be different than a lot of people, even just based on my type. And then it was just like very validating. Like it helped me see, yes, I am different than other people. And that doesn't make me wrong. It just makes me myself. And like the other way around, I would often like compare other people to me and be like, why can't they do things the way that I do them? Like, why aren't they doing those things? Like, why don't they just go and like, why aren't they as driven as me? Or like, why don't they think the way that I do or make decisions as fast as I do? And it's really freeing because now I'm a 2-4 profile. So that 4-line really kind of learns by observing other people. And so like everyone I meet, I'm like, can I run your human design chart? Because it just helps me. It helps me learn because I'll notice little things in them. And it's not something that I need to fix. Like, it's not like, oh, that's wrong about them and I'm better. like, it goes both ways, right? It's like, that's who they are. And like, that's great. And being able to celebrate that. And I mean, I have three kids. They're all different types. My husband is a different type than I am. So like, we've done a lot of like family stuff too. I use it in my business. I think it's such a powerful tool.
Yeah, I agree. It's so funny. My husband is a projector. So he's also very different than I. And it made total sense. I was like, okay, yeah, that all adds up. When learning about projectors, I was like, okay, I get it. And now, like, we're so different. And not only that, but like, I'm a Libra and he's a Cancer. So it's like, we're just totally different people. And it's so funny to like see how we communicate with each other based on that. And I talked about this in a few of my like podcast episodes lately, but have you heard of gene keys? It's like, that's like my new obsession. Because when I ran my gene keys, one of my previous podcast guests introduced me to it. And I was like, oh, I need to look this up. And when I read it, I was like, oh my gosh, like, that is so me. And it's like, it was just insane to me that I was like, this, you're describing me. How can you know me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gene keys are super powerful, and it's very related to human design too. I mean, you can find the different gene keys kind of in the different planets in your human design chart. So I've kind of been going down some of those rabbit holes too. I think it's so fun because it's like, if I'm in the mood, I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna dig in. Like, today's gonna be a day where I like go back and dig in. And often it's like I'm relearning things I've already learned before. And I hear that from so many people who I do human design sessions with, or they're just like, I feel like I've already learned this, but it like hits different, you know, when you're at a different point in your life. And it's kind of like those limiting beliefs that keep coming up. It's like you're just addressing them from a different place, and you're farther along in your journey, and it's hitting it at like a deeper level.
And it's so funny. I just had this conversation with a friend the other day, and she's like, you know, like, I'm a projector and I don't feel like I could ever be a leader. Like, can projectors lead? And I didn't really answer that question because we talked about other like limiting beliefs. Like, that's a limiting belief that you can or cannot lead. Anybody can lead. So I'd love to hear your take on that. But also, I'm like, my husband is a projector and he's a great leader, but it's like a different kind of leader. Like, he's not the person who's going to like step in front of, this cough is like killing me. He's not going to step in front of like a large audience and lead that way, but he's a really great leader when he leads in like small groups and can be more like one-on-one with people, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, projectors just like as a whole are really here to be like the guides and the leaders and like to show people a different way. So I think projectors are actually incredible leaders because they have that like, they call it like the penetrating aura in human design. Like, projectors see so deeply like a situation or a person, and they can just kind of like see you. Like, I've heard it described as kind of like an x-ray. Like, if you're not ready for it, it can feel a little invasive. Like, ooh, how did they know that about me, you know? And so I think projectors, it's so essential to kind of wait for that invitation. That's their strategy, making sure that they have an invitation to lead people, or even asking for an invitation. Like, hey, can I show you a better way here? And then if someone says yes, that's that invitation that clears the path for them. I really think every single type has a way of leading that's their own, right? And leadership can look so many different ways. I think there's so many different points in human design that, like, different styles of leading, even like within the centers. Like, you can be a leader with your ideas. You can be a leader with like who you are and like how you love yourself, like the G center. You can be a leader with like your ambitions and your desire. Like, you know, you can lead with all the different centers. Even it just kind of depends how it's all laid out in your chart.
Yeah. You know, that's so interesting. It's funny because every time I do a podcast episode, it just like brings up conversations in last podcast episodes, but it's like this continual theme. So like, anybody who like listens to all my episodes is like, yeah, sure, we talked about this, or she talks about this all the time. But it's like, this is my life. Like, I'm just here talking about my life, right? And so these themes are so relevant. And so in my gene keys, I had this, my like, what's your purpose of life was to literally live my life. And that is crazy because over the last few months, I've been like, how do I
kind of like bring everything together and make it make sense. Like I too am a food blogger and I, which is so weird, we're like have this so many similarities, but like, how do I show up? Isn't it so funny? Like, how do I show up? Like, I'm certified in holistic nutrition and I like that concept, but I don't really want to like teach nutrition, but I love to do recipes that are like nutritious, but I also like to do like cake and stuff, right? So like there's that. I teach manifestation and goal and goal achieving, and I'm a florist, and like I do all these things, but like how do I bring it all together? I kept hearing all these messages that was like, just live your life, just like just show up and just live your life, show the things that you do, like just be real, be authentic, just be like, just show yourself more, be visible. If you're cooking something, like you don't have to do like a full like this is how I made it real, but just like show your dinner in a story and be like, this is what I ate for dinner, whatever it is. And so as I was like seeing these messages, and then I had this podcast interview and she like, told me about Gene Keys, and I looked it up and I was like, are you shitting me? Like seriously? Like my life's purpose is to live my life. And the messages that I've been like getting in the downloads were like, just live your life, just live your life. And it'll all make sense. And I was like, mind blown. Like, that's insane. My goodness.
I mean, that's one thing I love about like human design or like Gene Keys, all of these things. It's like often it's not really even telling you anything you don't know already. It's like it's almost like giving you permission to just be who you are and be okay with it, right? Like yeah, that's so true. And I love all the parallels in our lives. Yes. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it's that validation again. It's like, okay, I've been hearing that message, and you can still hear those messages and go, but is it the right way? And like doubt yourself and feel like, is it the right path? But then to like see that that's your life purpose and your gene keys, and you're like, okay, that's so validating. Like all the messages I've been hearing, it's like, it's just such a, I'm trying to think of another word for validating because we've used that word a lot, but like it's, it really is. It just shows you that like, just keep doing what you're doing, like trust, and it's all working out and it's all adding up. And what you said, excuse me, what you said about leading, it's like we can all lead in different ways. And it's really funny because, you know, I've just been posting things and, you know, you think like when nobody is like really liking your stuff, or at least you think that because they're not literally hitting like the like button, you think nobody's paying attention, right? And then all of a sudden someone's like, oh, hey, can you send me your recipe for, like, I literally had a friend who was just like, can you send me your recipe for braised beans? Because my doctor said I need more iron. And I know that you do that all the time. And I know that you eat a lot of chickpeas. And I know that you do this. And I was like, oh, wow, she's like really paying attention to me. But like, I never really thought that she was. And like, when she thought, oh, who do I know that like eats beans or knows about iron? Like, she thought of me. And it's, that in itself is validating, because you're like, okay, even if people aren't showing you at that moment in time, like, oh, I like this reel, it's like they're making a note of it. And then when they think of, okay, who do I know that does XYZ, and they think of you, because you are leading in that space, like you're showing up and you're leading by doing the things that you're doing. And it just, yeah, it just makes you feel like you're doing the right things and you're on the right path.
Yeah. And I think there's so much power that we have as entrepreneurs when we're like managing our mindset in those areas too, of, you know, you post and no one likes, you have a choice. Like, are you going to, you can choose to believe, oh, no one pushed the like button, and that means that they don't like me, and that means that I should do something different, or maybe I need to go down, like, you know, the spiral, we all get it. Or you can think, oh, no one pushed the like button, but I just know that there's like 100 people that saw my post that really appreciated it. And so like the different, the energy behind those thoughts, like such a powerful choice to be like, I'm going to choose that there are people out there that are just like waiting to sign up for what I have to offer, or like waiting to like push that buy now button, or like waiting to like just support me in whatever way they want to. Like, that's just such a more empowering stance. And so like, you know, having that awareness of like switching that when that comes up is such a, I mean, man, that's the work.
Yeah.
For an entrepreneur.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it really is. And like, that's the thing too, is that you have to, like, if we're talking about content wise, it's like you put a piece of content out there and maybe it doesn't get that many views or that many likes, but you're like, okay, that's fine. I know what I put out there is, it's authentic to me. It's great. It's in alignment. And you feel good about that. And then you put another piece of content out and another piece of content out. And then all of a sudden you have a piece that goes viral. And now they're like binging all the content that you put out previously that nobody really liked. Like that one person is just like looking at all these things. But if you just had a video that went viral and you didn't have anything else for them to look at, like they're just going to be like, okay, great. But when you're creating that momentum and building something, well, now all of a sudden when somebody finds you, it's like, they have, excuse me, like this whole vault or library of you and what you know and what you're good at. And then that's what makes them want to connect with you, right? Like, it's not that one thing that got a lot of views. It's everything together, like who you are, who are you as you're showing up and how do you want to be seen? And so the likes and the views and stuff on one piece of content, whatever, on 10 pieces of content, whatever, like that is irrelevant when you're just building and putting stuff out there. Like if you went to a library and there was only one book, you'd be like, oh, okay, great. I didn't really learn anything. But when there's multiple books that you can go from book to book, then all of a sudden you're like, that was a great library, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because as you were describing that, I think some people, they'll put out a piece of content and maybe it's not fully authentic to them. And so then the doubts come in that are like, well, I posted this because somebody told me I should post this with this hook or this like new reels style or whatever. And that is something I think to check in on for sure. You know, you post something, maybe it does well, maybe it doesn't, but always checking in with like, where was my intention from posting this? Was this something that I really was, it was like about me, like this is what I wanted to put out there. Because those are going to be the pieces that people really want to see more of. Like if you build a business based on, you know, somebody like some random coach telling you, you need to do this, 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 and this, and this, you're really not building that business based on you and who you are. And so that's like something I'm extremely passionate about is just like always coming back to you, because I've been in those situations where people are like, you just post this and this and this. And then it's like, but it didn't work because I wasn't fully like in it, and I wasn't really being intentional with like the energy I was putting into it, and you know, maybe I wasn't totally aligned with it in the first place. And I mean, no like shame or anything on anyone, because we all have our own journey and we all maybe need to go through some of those periods of doing that and realizing that actually didn't feel good and that didn't work, so let's kind of come back to center. But yeah, I love that analogy of like the library. Like you walk into the library, there's one book that you were looking for and you want more like it, but it's like, oh, I guess I have to go to a different library.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, exactly. Because we're so uncertain about putting stuff out there that we just don't do it, right? Or we deleted the reel that didn't do well or whatever it is. It's like such a big no-no if anybody is like trying to get on social media and you have something that doesn't, you know, take off, don't delete it. Yeah, it's like, it's just so crazy how when you are in alignment and when you start to like find your path and your messaging, like, you know, we talked about validation, but external validation is what everybody seeks. And yet it's our internal validation that we really want. And so like when we're referencing validation in how we just have previously, like that's internal validation. That's like, I read this thing that tells me about myself and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's okay for me to show up as like who I am. But external validation is like, we're looking for somebody else to say to us, okay, yeah, I like what you're doing. So that makes you worthy. That makes you deserving. But we're worthy and deserving no matter what. And when we know that truly, it's like this shift in how we show up and the content that we put out there. And then you can genuinely say, I know that what I'm putting out in this piece of content is like amazing. And even if it doesn't get any likes, like even if it helps one person, like it's so good, one person can learn from it and you're okay with that. Like there's just that shift in the internal and external validation that we seek. And then part of my journey and like the whole like just live your life, like I was really like struggling because I was, you know, I'm in a bunch of different coaching programs, like things that would teach you how to set up an online business and stuff. And while there's like good things that I've learned from all of those programs separately, and like I hadn't been able to find like my way. And I was like, I don't want to do it this way, and I don't want to do it that way, and I don't want to do live launches, and like all these things where I'm like, okay, how do I figure this out? How do I put it into a path? Which is hence where like just start living your life. Like stop worrying about all the details. of like how it's going to come, which is like a whole huge manifestation thing, right? Like letting go of that control. And as soon as I did that, as soon as I just like said, okay, I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm just going to show up and like start showing the things that I know and start talking about these things. That's like when it really felt like it clicked into place. And like when people started buying things from my podcast and, you know, they found me here and they bought some digital products and they followed me on Instagram and, you know, people saying like going to that reel that I posted about braised beans was like, I had to scroll really far back to send it to her. It was like so long ago, but it was like in her mind, oh, hey, she posted that one time, you know? And so when that starts happening, it's like, okay, like this is just because I've just did what I wanted. Like braised beans were so irrelevant to, you know, my goal achieving, but it was something I wanted to post because I was eating it all the time. And so it's just like this like massive like shift in energy when you show up like that.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm guessing when you posted that, you were like following your strategy and your authority, like, oh, I want to do like this field, like manifesting generators, like responding and then initiating and doing those things. And that's kind of like tying it back to human design too. It's like, usually when you look back on the things that went well, are like, wow, that was cool how that just happened out of nowhere. It's things that we did in the past that are very much aligned with that, like authority in human design. And oh, that was interesting. Like just like even writing down all the good decisions in your life, like what's the common theme? How did I feel in this decision? Even if you don't want to dig into the human design stuff and like learn all the authority stuff or anything, you can usually pull it from your own experience. How did I, like, what's the common feeling before I made all of those big decisions that actually turned out really well? And I think that can be super supportive and empowering too. Like, wow, I already knew this. Cause like you were saying, the external validation, it's not that we're using a human design system to tell us that we're doing a good job. It's like, this is, you're already doing the things. And it's kind of just like that little voice inside that's like, yeah, it's okay. Like you're doing it. That's who you are. And that's good. Yeah, just so powerful.
Yeah, it really is. I thought of something when you were talking and then I lost the thought. Let me see if I can.
I was going to ask you if you have an undefined or open ajna.
I don't know what an ajna is. So
it's the center second from the top. Do you have any idea?
Let me,
I should have asked for your human design chart. Because as you were talking about wanting to pull everything together and wanting it all to make sense, often like I've kind of went through a similar process and a coach of mine pointed out that like I have an undefined ajna, and that means we'll never totally feel certain about what we're doing. And so searching for certainty in like a perspective or like, you know, this is the right way to do it is not ever gonna, we're never gonna feel that. And so allowing it to like feel how it feels and being okay that like some days we're certain and some days we're not certain. So I love looking at people's charts. Like if you said that to me, I'd look at your chart and look at like the open centers or like the white ones and say, oh, interesting. Like, does this resonate? You know, does that, like, maybe it's your G center or maybe it's your ajna, maybe it's your ego. Like you can usually trace some of those when we go through those kind of sticky cycles of, you know, oh, I have all this thought and I'm stuck in it. Usually you can trace those to those undefined or open centers, because that's often where our limiting beliefs live, because we go through our life comparing ourselves subconsciously to people around us who have those centers defined. And so if you grew up with someone who maybe had like a defined ajna and you have an undefined ajna, you might feel like you always needed to be more certain because you're walking through life with someone who's very certain of what they believe. But maybe you're like, well, I'm not that certain. So you have that, like, your brain is always just like making that comparison, right? And so like even looking at like your parents' charts or siblings' charts are so helpful, because it can be like, oh my goodness, like that's why, you know, just like those light bulb moments, that's why I've always felt this way with this person.
Hey, podcast fam, are you ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams? Then listen up, because I've got a secret weapon to share with you. Happy juice. Happy juice isn't just any drink. It's a cortisol-lowering, mood-boosting elixir that supports your microbiome and enhances your gut-brain connection. And let me tell you, it's a total game changer. With clinically proven results, like a 60% decrease in irritability, 55% decrease in anxiousness, and a whopping 211% increase in positive mood, Happy Juice is the key to unlocking your full potential. Plus, you can score a $10 off discount using the link in the show notes. So why wait? Click the link, grab your Happy Juice, and start manifesting your best life today. Trust me, your future self will thank you.
Okay, yeah, you have an undefined Aj, or you have a totally open head and totally open. Oh, you have a, you have an interesting chart. That's really fun. Because the undefined head is pretty common, but not to have any gate is means it's open, and same with the Ajna. So yeah, you have a very open sense of perspectives or beliefs, or you can probably see things from every angle humanly
literally.
And then some.
I've always said I live in the gray zone. My life is the gray zone. Everybody's things need to be black or white, and I'm just I can see both sides of this. I'm neutral in most things.
Yeah. Yeah, which is, I mean, some people are oh, I don't have very many defined centers, or oh, I don't have very many open, whatever it is, but there's such cool gifts and powers within each the defined centers and with the open centers. They're just very different in how they show up. And in business, it's really fun because your defined centers are really it's more a masculine energy. It's what you have to really put out there and produce or provide or give to the world. And then the open or undefined centers are often where we have the space to hold, we can hold space for others. So they're really good coaching centers. So you can have a container to help people find a different perspective, with an open Ajna, with an open root, you can help people find a different sense of stress management. How are you going to really care for yourself and take the pressure off? So each of the centers has a different feel for it. And I think it's super helpful for business owners to be able to see the gifts in each of those centers. And I mean, yes, the types are helpful. There's five types, but there's so much more depth once you get into the centers. And you also have a totally open ego, and open egos or undefined ego is, I have a lot of people who come to me with open egos actually. And so I find that it's a pretty big center in people's lives usually when it's undefined or open, because what happens is it's the center for desires and motivation, willpower. And so what happens is we can kind of, with an open ego, you kind of attach your worth to whatever you spend your most time, the most time doing. So my husband has an undefined ego. He's an engineer. So if his projects are going well, he's I'm good. I'm feel really good about myself. Things are going great. I know what I want in life. You know, everything's fine. And then as soon as the project doesn't go well, which is just a fact of engineering, if anyone knows an engineer, it's the opposite happens. And so I also have worked with some moms, stay-at-home moms, who their worth is they really attach it to the behavior of their kids. Is my kid listening to me? Are they thriving? Are they energetic? Whatever the words are, whatever you're working towards with your kids, are they doing those things that you think they, quote, should be doing? That defines their worth. And really for the undefined ego, it's just having more open hands. I know I'm worthy because I am. I have desires that are just flowing to me, just kind of that more receptive feminine energy. But yeah, there's some really fun things just in everyone's chart, but you're also a quad, right? Which is really interesting too.
Tell me why it's interesting.
It's pretty rare. It's so rare. And yet I've been meeting so many people who are quad rights. I'll have to send you some Instagram accounts of people who are quad rights who likes talk about it a lot, because it's just like a very, it's the arrows on the chart. So all four of yours are facing to the right. And so for a quad right, strategy doesn't necessarily always feel good. Like structure doesn't always feel good. Being asked questions feels good. Like you can kind of respond. And like if someone asks you a question, you can probably just come up with an answer because you know, you just know it, but you don't necessarily know to share it in the moment. So having kind of that more fluid, generally with the arrows, if they're pointing left, it's more of like structure, and right is more kind of flowy. It's like a very interesting way to describe it. I'm sure not the technical terms. And it's just like allowing that to be okay. So in the business world, I could see, you know, I'm not saying this has happened to you, but I could see it happening that maybe you take a business course and they're like, you have to be structured and you have to post this many times a week and you have to do it like this and use this many words or whatever. And if you don't really take human design into account, it's like, well, that's not going to work for everybody. It'll work for some people, but then you may find yourself like struggling because you're like, well, they said I need to do that to succeed. So what is that? You start to kind of question yourself like, well, maybe I'm not like motivated enough. Maybe I need to change who I am, you know? And then that's when like these spirals really are not helpful because we start to doubt ourselves and we start to really start focusing on the ways that we are different that actually are gifts. And so I think it's super helpful for entrepreneurs to have a coach who is versed in human design, at least enough to even like pull a human design person in and say, hey, read this chart. I've had people do that. They're like kind of included in their packages. Like you get a little session with Megan, you can like learn a little bit about this. And that's helpful for everyone because not everyone like even needs the same type of coaching. So yeah, super helpful.
Yeah, no, that's so interesting. And because like literally what I had just said to you is like, I kept hearing the messages, live your life. So like be in flow, basically, like just show up and stop thinking about the strategy and just show what you're doing. Like just be on camera, show what you're doing. And it doesn't like stop thinking about the strategy of like, oh, I have to post this then and whatever. If I feel good about posting it and it makes sense, like post it. And then it was like following the strategy of like all these different business programs where it's like, do this and it will work. And I'm like, why am I not finding the success that all these other people are having in these programs? And then also everybody is like, get your messaging right. And I'm like, okay, but like, what's my messaging? I found like, that's really frustrating about BBD for me was like, the coaches sometimes are like, but I need an answer. Like I need some guidance. And it's like, but what do you think? And it's like, I don't know what I think because I'm stuck. Like, help me. I don't have the answers inside. Like I found that very frustrating where it was like just asking me more questions that I don't know the answer to. And it was like, this isn't guidance. And so I'm in another program where they do like sales copy reviews and stuff like that. And that was a lot more helpful for me because it'd be like from a copywriter's point of view, being like, okay, I know what you're trying to say. You could say it like this. And then it's like, okay, that's what I needed. I really needed help. Like I know how I help people, but I'm struggling with the way to share it where people are like, that's exactly what I need, right? And it's like, well, what's the language that your clients use? And it's like, I don't know. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that they're coming in being like, oh, this is what I need. So it's like, it's not helpful. And so I was really struggling with like the strategy. And then I listened to a podcast. I don't remember what the podcast was, but the person that they were talking to was like, I don't have a strategy. I just show up and I just do things. And that was like part of the messaging that I heard, right? So I'm like hearing all of this. This was before I did the Gene Keys. And it was like, I just show up. I just do my thing. Like I point everybody in the direction of like this funnel that I've set up. But like with what I'm sharing, I don't have a strategy. I'm just showing up. And I was like, oh, I could do that. And then again, it was like just like one of the pieces of things that kind of all lined up. And it was like, okay,
This is like, this makes so much more sense because I've always been that person that just needs to be like in flow. And when you were talking about like going, pointing things back to your like centers and your, all your human design, it was like all the good things that have happened in my life. It's because I decided to be open and just like go with the flow. Like, I can't even like say that any differently. But when I look back at it, it's like, I met my husband because I was like, well, I guess I could go, like, I'm not going to meet anybody sitting at home. I guess I could just see what happens. We manifested like a lot of money. And it was because I did this like mantra, like honestly, but I like manifested that and I put it out into the world. And I was like, well, I'm just going to believe in this and see, put it out there, put the energy out there, and I'm going to see what happens. And like, literally, I mean, obviously there's like action that needed to be like taken and things that have lined up, but that was like what set me into it. I was like, okay, I'm going to try this mantra. Like, this person says that she's manifested a bunch of things, so I'm going to do it. And like 3 days later, my husband's like, oh, I put in my Veterans Affairs claim, and now we have to wait and see what happens. And then it was a very large payout for his health issues. And it was just like crazy. Like, I was just like, put it out there, and the timing of it. And like, it's not, it wasn't news. He had talked about putting in a claim for like 2 years and he never did. And then I did that. And like, it just, the universe like worked things out, and it was crazy. But it's like, just because I was like, oh, I'm just going to see what happens. See what happens, you know?
Crazy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, especially with business coaches, I've had the kind of all ends of the spectrum, or like been in programs. So on one end, there's those programs that are like, you know the answer inside. What do you think? What do you really think? And it's like, okay, I see the approach, and there's some value there at times when people are like really in their heads and they want someone to just like tell them what to do. Like, it's really helpful to bring you back to yourself. And like you're saying, there's times that you just want to see the different ways that other people have done it so that you can feel it out about what feels good to you. Like, there are times when you're like, I didn't even know that was an option. So like when you heard the podcast of, I just show up, it's like, well, if you don't even know that that's even a possibility, how can you know to even be okay thinking it, you know? So for me, I really love like working with different people and just like finding coaches who have that balance of, you know, if they can sense, like, if they, you know, if they see my patterns, if I'm like second guessing myself or like whatever, they're like, okay, Megan, like, let's go back to when you made this, like when you set this plan in action, like, let's go back to that version of you. What were you thinking? Let's like kind of the reframing and the mindset, like, that's so helpful. And at the same time, if I say, I want to do this thing, I don't exactly know what it's going to look like, can you give me some examples of maybe how you've seen it done in the past? Like, the coach will say, sure, here's like this person that I worked with that did this, then there's somebody else who did this, because there's not one way to run a business. It's just like, there's a million ways to do it. There's a million different social media strategies. But when you get on Instagram, what we see is like, this is the one way to grow your business to whatever figures. Because like how a lot of people are selling, they, you know, they're kind of like playing on that, almost like that fear in entrepreneurs that like, what if I can't make this work? What if I can't do it doing the way that I like, that sounds easy or that sounds fun? But my whole message right now is like, what if it just gets to be easy? And what if it gets to be fun? And what if you get to just create the business of your dreams based on the way you're uniquely gifted already? You don't have to try and be somebody else. You don't have to do some crazy things. But I feel like it's been so empowering for me to really like ground myself in the idea and remind myself when I start to go into the thought spirals of, oh, well, they did it like that, maybe I need, it's like, nope, back to what I'm doing. And it works out and it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so true. And, you know, I've been doing my podcast for a while, and then I was consistent, and then I wasn't consistent, and then I was consistent, and then I wasn't consistent. And I, you know, I was like, oh, maybe I should start a YouTube channel. So I did. But like, I don't actually really like doing YouTube videos because I have to get myself ready for them. I have to film them. I have to edit them. Like, editing them takes so long. By the time you get it up, it's just like, you know what? I like doing podcasts because nobody sees me. I'm really good at talking. And, you know, having conversations with people is more, it's a podcast is more of a way to like connect with your audience, because they're literally like a fly on the wall of your conversations versus me like talking to a camera and teaching something. And yes, those are different things. But for me, like one of my, like, if you look at my gene keys too, it's like all about connection. Like I'm a connector. And I need that connection. I need community. I'm really good at connecting other people together. And so it makes sense for me to show up in this way. And then it's like sharing it on Instagram and doing that sort of things. And yeah, just being able to be like, hey, this is actually, I love doing podcast interviews. I love talking with people, like having genuine conversations. And so once I realized like, that's actually like my genius, right? Like that's my thing. And then I started putting more, like it was more of a priority. It's just lined up, which is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love when that happens. Yeah, and I mean, I think the more, like I can get in, I was kind of saying earlier, I can get into these days where I'm like, I'm just going to like dig into human design. I'm going to like, you know, dig into like one of the gene key sequences. I'm going to like do this stuff. And then at the end of the day, I usually zoom out and I'm like, okay, I'm not like, that was helpful to kind of like, it was fun. Sometimes it's fun to go down rabbit holes. And at the end of the day, it's like, okay, like I'm still good with like what I'm doing. Sometimes I'll like dig into it and be like, maybe I'm on the wrong track. Like maybe I'm like doing this a different way and I need to do it. You know, it's like that whole undefined ajna. Like I'm like searching for certainty. And then at the end of the day, it's like, no, I'm not going to ever be certain. And all I can really know is like just trusting that in the moment I'm making the decisions that I'm making, and trusting the time, the timeline. That's like, it's all in the right time and it'll happen. But I think just like normalizing that process can be so helpful too, because I don't think there's a single entrepreneur who doesn't sometimes doubt themselves, because you're putting yourself out there, which, you know, as a kid, maybe you like put yourself out there and somebody tells you that you need to stop doing that. And then also like you have those emotions and those feelings attached to like how that maybe felt in the past of, you know, that didn't feel very good. So then of course it's like, it brings up all that stuff, and like working through that, entrepreneurship is just, it's awesome. Like I love it. And it's like, it's a journey. Like it's a lot of work.
Yeah. I know, I've been solely an entrepreneur, just running my business since 2014. So long time now, doing different things. But yeah, I also can't, I just decided I can't work for other people. And I have to do my own thing and put that out there. But I wouldn't change that for anything. Like it's being on the journey of just getting to do things the way that you want to do them is so empowering. And then it's just remembering that you get to do things the way that you want to do them. And yeah, just remembering that every day and being like, okay, what feels good today? Checking in with yourself and like being like, what am I capable of doing today? Like, what do I feel like I want to do today? Maybe I don't want to work at all today. Maybe I just like want to go for a hike and like give myself some space, and that's okay too. And so, yeah, just like checking in and being like, what feels good and like what feels right now, I think is so good.
Yeah. And not kind of living in the future of like what might happen, what will happen, what won't happen, and not living in like the past of, well, maybe you should have done that differently, right? Like just grounding yourself in the moment of what feels good now, which for me, it can get hard when I'm like in the middle of like my brain is going and I'm like doing, and it's easy to kind of forget about my body and be like, I'm in my head, just doing the things, and I'm writing an email or whatever it is. And so like kind of having a reminder, just like, okay, every hour, so every couple hours, check in. How are we feeling? Do we still have the energy to do this? Is this still fun? Is this still enjoyable? And if not, like, let's do like a reset, go outside, go lay in the hammock. I'll love the hammock. Find a way to kind of, I don't know, just reset and come back to what feels good in this moment.
Yeah, I think it's so important just for your sanity to do that also, because you can't run yourself into the ground
trying to achieve goals, like that's not going to work. Like if you're pushing so hard, it's not going to work. At least not for me, especially since apparently I am in flow. And, you know, I thought of something too, is like, I am a Libra, so I'm also an air sign. So like, it just makes so much sense that I'm an air sign and I need to be in flow. Like, yes. Okay. Yeah. It's so funny. Just, it's all connected. Everything in this world is like so connected. And when you know, you're talking about being present, and like, that's, I think, the biggest thing too, that I'm trying to really do. Like, you can talk about mindfulness all you want, but like, to actually truly be like, I'm just going to live in this moment right now and stop like worrying about, you know, what's happening later today or tomorrow. Like, you can have an idea of like things you want to get done. And like, so you kind of plan your day out, but then while you're doing those things, like being fully present in what you're doing is so helpful in achieving goals, instead of being so worried about how you're going to do something or when it's going to happen. I think that's the biggest thing for me, is like, okay, but when is it going to happen? I've been working on this for so long. Like, when is it going to happen? Because I'm ready anytime.
Right. And like, I think, you know, allowing those thoughts is fine, you know, because I think, I mean, we're human. It's like, okay, I'm getting a little impatient, maybe, like, okay, I've been working on this for this many months, this many years, whatever. And like, not making it wrong that we're feeling those things, right? And it's more of, what's the strategy to like get our brains back where we want it to be? Like, where's the most supportive place for our energy to be focusing? Because I think, I mean, I have been doing a lot of mindset stuff the last few years. And I still have days where I'm like, what is happening? Like, what's going on? And why hasn't it happened yet? But the difference is that now I have so many more tools and resources that the time between like recognizing, like entering that place of like those thoughts and like recognizing, oh, this isn't actually going to support me, so let's switch it, that time has shrunk so much. It used to be like days of just like the spiral, and it was hard. Like, it's not fun to be in that place. And now it feels more like just like a matter of minutes, where it's like, oh, I have a choice here. What do I want to choose? Cool. Great. I'm going to move towards that.
Yeah. And I think like, no matter how well versed you are in mindset or how many limiting beliefs you've like truly released, we all are going to continue to face challenges. And like, every up level that we have, it comes with a new set of challenges and tests, and being able to be like, okay, so, you know, I am going through this right now. We're like showing up and recognizing that you just feel kind of off that day. Maybe you don't even know why. Maybe there's like nothing specific, but being able to be like, just something feels weird today. I feel kind of like down on myself. I don't know why. There's nothing really like specific that I'm thinking or not thinking. And just being able to be like, okay, maybe today is just like not really a work day. Maybe it's like a self-care day. Maybe it's like, yeah, the day that I take myself and lay on the hammock, or I go on a hike, or I just do something to get myself out of my head. Like, I'm know that it's not like I'm not feeling great, especially like as women with our cycles and like our hormones that are changing all the time. Like, there just are days where you're not at the top of your game, and that's okay. But just being in that awareness to be like, it's okay. Like, none of us are going to 100% be our very best all the time. Like, it's just impossible as humans. Like, we need time to rest and to recuperate. And sometimes sometimes it's like not even something you, but there's like that collective negative energy, like an event happens and like everybody is like affected by it. And you probably feel that like when there's like a big like news world event and everybody's talking about it, and you could like not even go on Instagram and see it, but you just wake up and you're like, feels bad today, because energy spreads, right? Like, they did a study where there was like a bunch of crime in Chicago, and so they brought like 1,000 monks in to meditate about peace, and the crime rates went down when that was happening because they were meditating about peace and spreading like good energy. And because they were spreading good energy, the people who would normally commit the crimes were like feeling better that day, and they didn't commit crimes, I guess. But it's like insane, and it just shows you how like your thoughts really do affect things. And so you can feel that collective negative energy if a lot of people, especially like in your neighborhood or whatever, like something happens in your community and everybody just feels off, and then
you can not even know why you feel off, but actually feel off. And it sounds crazy, but when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I mean, on like a more microscopic, but a smaller scale, like even like in like my family, if like one kid is having a really hard day, a lot of us can feel it. Like, it's just whatever. And if I'm having a hard day, everybody else kind of starts to feel kind of icky. Like, I think everyone can relate to that, even if like the broader scale feels like, really? But like, even in like your own house, think about, you know, if somebody's having a really hard time, things just feel a little heavier and maybe harder, and like harder to really get into like a joyful place. And so I totally believe it. That's a really cool study. I hadn't heard about that one.
Yeah, it's so like, cool. Yeah, I know, right? Like, and so it just goes to show you that if you, like, you can't change other people. You will never be able to change somebody else's actions, behaviors, thoughts, whatever. But you can concentrate on your own thoughts, actions, belief, energy that you put out into the world, like your intention that day. You start off the day and you're like, this is going to be a great day. I'm going to put out so much good energy, so much good intention. Like, people are going to feel it. I'm going to help like radiate that. I'm going to bring like smiles to people's faces. If you just start off your day with that intention, and then you continue to think that throughout the day, and you show up and you greet somebody with that intention, that energy, then you're spreading that, right? And then maybe that person who was having a bad day was like, oh, that person was like, I really liked their vibe. And now they go to like the mailman. Like, let's just say like the mailman was having like a really crappy day. And you like were like, hey, how's it going? And you're like, how's your day? And they were like, wow, that was like a great interaction. And so like now they go to the next person and they talk to the person at like the neighbor, who maybe the neighbor was having a bad day, but now the mailman feels good. So he's like, hey, how's it going? And then that person feels better, you know, like you're literally, it's a ripple effect, and you get to spread that to people. And like, how magical is that? Just because you thought, I'm going to have a better energy today. Like, it's actually magic.
Yeah. And it's like, how much, like, how empowering is that to think, wow, I could actually do something. You know, I think it, as entrepreneurs in business, it's like, if I didn't make a sale, or if I didn't sell this thing, like, you know, I'm not making an impact. But you can have an impact in your neighborhood, just like exactly what you're saying, by setting an intention and just spreading that, sharing that with someone. It's like so powerful. I mean, I can think of people who I see in the grocery store, if they're just super friendly and talking, like I feel better when I leave the grocery store than like maybe when I entered. It's like, wow, that's like, there is so much, like, love is healing. Love is wonderful. We need to spread more love for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, that's so good. I like really loved this conversation today. Is there anything else that you wanted to, like, that was on your mind that you wanted to talk about before we sign off for the day?
I'm in the middle of creating a program to really help entrepreneurs, business owners, people who are like working towards a goal, do kind of what we were talking about, like really own their gifts, like take action, create that business around their gifts, and not feel like I have to do it differently to be, you know, quote, successful, and finding success like in themselves. So if that's something that you are looking for, just reach out on Instagram. Megan will have the links for my Instagram, but I'm at It's Megan Barrett, and would love to just share more about that with you. Because man, it's just, we all need to be like grounded in our gifts and like confident and knowing what we have to offer, and being able to like flip those stories and change those like thought cycles anytime they come up. And like, that's where we have so much power. That's where we can change the world.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And like, to step on that, like, that is what makes you achieve your goals faster. When you can get rid of your limiting beliefs, you can flip the narrative on what you used to believe and how you want to show up instead. What do you want to believe? How do you want to act? Like, that's the magic. And you want to achieve your goals, the magic is showing up as the person who does things that you want to do. And you can't always do that until we release the things that are holding us back and keeping us stuck, right? Like those tethers. So absolutely. I will have all of your links in the show notes. And if you want to connect, you can find Megan there. And if you want to connect with me, you can find me there. And yeah, I had a really great conversation today, and thank you so much for being here.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you're feeling a bit lost in the world of manifestation, that's okay. We've all been there. But guess what? Your breakthrough is just a click away. Introducing the Neuroenergetic Manifestation Blueprint, your foolproof step-by-step roadmap to manifesting your dream. Designed for those new to manifestation or those who are feeling stuck, this blueprint is packed with neuroscience-backed strategies, journals, workbooks, and bonus tools to kickstart your journey to abundance. Don't let uncertainty hold you back. Take the first step for just $7 and start manifesting your best life today. Find the link in the show description.